holiday park. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists, like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer has warned it's likely that President Trump's tariffs will hit the UK. Britain has been trying to negotiate an exemption from American import taxes on goods from around the world. Mr. Trump is set to unveil the levies tomorrow. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch has told Classic FM that she's concerned.
They should be doing everything they can to negotiate away the possibility of tariffs. A trade deal is the best way, but it has to be something significant and comprehensive, not just a deal that tinkers at the margins in easy areas. Some people will want us to have trade retaliation. That just makes everyone poorer. This is a time for significant diplomacy.
A range of household bills are going up from today, from energy and water to council tax and broadband. Citizens Advice has warned families on the lowest incomes are already stretched to breaking point. It coincides with an increase in the minimum wage. Sir Keir Starmer says that will make a huge difference to many households.
Wages are going up higher than prices. I'm not going to stand here and say people don't feel the impact of bills. Yeah. Of course they do. I understand that.
Okay.
The question is, are we making them feel better off? And that's why the national living wage today is so important.
High Court judges are set to hear challenges over the imposition of VAT on private school fees. Some families and faith schools say the policy threatens access to education that can't be provided by the state. Ministers say the move is needed to fund state schools. Figures show house price growth stalled in March. The Nationwide says the market is likely to soften further now that stamp duty discounts have become less generous. And scientists in California say they've made major improvements to a brain implant that can translate thoughts about speech into spoken words. Researchers have tested the device on a woman who was left unable to speak after a stroke 18 years ago. A look at the weather. A dry and sunny day for much of the UK, but it will turn breezy later. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom. Well, so far, April seems to be going spectacularly. 11 comes up on the clock and 4 is on the cards. In fact, on the turntable, right now.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
It's wonderful. That is Michael Kamen's overture to the to Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. It's the final chord is a sort of a 48-bar piece on its own, brooding and galloping, and then finishing, obviously, with the babbling brook and the chirruping birds. Beautiful stuff. Michael Kamen himself was conducting the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And before that, we heard that lovely Pavan by Fauré, played by the Basel Symphony Orchestra under Ivor Bolton. Well, good morning to you and welcome to Classic FM. It is 13 and a half minutes past 11. Lovely to have you listening. I'm Alexander Armstrong. Robert, very good morning to you. 10 degrees here in sunny Ballintore. Xander, enjoying the music as usual. Spot of gardening later. Trip to London with daughter for Classic FM Live. Great. Regards. That's wonderful, Robert. Well, we very much look forward to seeing you then. Do say hello and send my love to the Murray Firth. Now, we shall shortly be hearing another track from my Classic FM album of the week, and it is an absolute corker. New recording of Bach's B minor Mass from the ensemble Pygmalion and their fabulous director, Raphael Pichon. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stuff, and terrific soloists as well. He's assembling such a good repertory company for all these groundbreaking recordings. Anyway, first, let's hear Benjamin Grosvenor with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra playing this Chopin.
Thank you.
That was the third and final movement of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. Benjamin Grosvenor, our soloist there, with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra under Elim Chan. And that means, whoopee, it is time for the second track from my Classic FM album of the week. Now, as you know, I love discovering ensembles that knock out perfect recording after perfect recording, and Pygmalion is another on my list of all-time favourites. Up there with John Wilson and Sinfonia of London. Yes, that brilliant. Pygmalion was founded by Raphael Pichon in 2006 and is the perfect union between a choir and a period instrument orchestra with ever-zesty, insightful guidance and enthusiasm from Pichon himself. And its repertoire is based on connections that link Bach to Mendelssohn, Schütz to Brahms, and Rameau to Gluck and Berlioz. They're currently in residence at the Opéra National de Bordeaux, but they're all over the place. If you're lucky enough to see them, you must snap up a ticket. The B minor Mass was Bach's last major artistic undertaking. The reason for its composition, unknown. Scholars have found no plausible occasion for which it might have been intended. But here we are. We're going to hear the Dona Nobis Pacem.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Well, first we heard the Dona Nobis Pacem from the Bach B minor Mass. That was Pygmalion under Raphael Pichon. It's just another stonking hit from them. Beautiful, beautiful album. And just now, the opening movement of C.P.E. Bach, who was the second surviving son of J.S. Bach. The fifth child, second surviving son. And that was his the opening movement of his cello concerto in A. And Jean-Guyen Queyras was our soloist there with Ensemble Resonance under Riccardo Menassi. Well, in a moment, we shall be hearing Mozart's clarinet concerto and the finale of Elgar's Enigma Variations, coming soon on Classic FM.
Tonight, drift into an oasis of calm. Calm Classics with Ritula Shah. Peace, tranquility, and the most relaxing music. Listen tonight from 10. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That was The Romance from Shostakovich's Ballet Suite No. 1. It's rather nice, that, isn't it? Nemievi with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. You are listening to Classic FM, and here is Julian Bliss to play Mozart. Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
I think that's my favourite of Dvorak's Slavonic dances. It's the Slavonic Dance number 2, and that was the Budapest Festival Orchestra under Ivan Fischer. And just ahead of that, Julian Bliss was playing with the Royal Northern Sinfonia, the second movement of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto. Ruth, a very good morning to you. Morning, Alexandra. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Cumbria. Although it's my birthday, many happy returns, Ruth, I will be making the most of being in the garden as soon as I finish cleaning my holiday let, ready for my lovely holidaymakers. I'll be listening to you and all of the Classic FM hosts throughout the day on my radio. Well, Ruth, it's lovely to have you with us. And happy birthday. And I hope the sun remains shining. If anything, shines even stronger when you are out in the garden. You are listening to Classic FM. Time for Elgar. That was the finale of Elgar's Enigma Variations, played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra under Vasily Petrenko. And that takes us to news and weather time. In the next hour, well, what can I tell you? Massenet's Meditation. I have Cristobal de Morales' Passe Mihi Domine. And the finale of Paganini's Violin Concerto No. 1 coming in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new Body Close Fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to. With up to 100% Tenor Triple Protection against odor, leaks and moisture, they feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025, now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Cheeky.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like...
Are you better now?
And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the Prime Minister says the UK must maintain a calm approach as British firms look set to be hit by Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs. Mr Trump has billed tomorrow as Liberation Day, with the UK expected to be among the countries hit with the levies. Number 10 says it will reserve the right to respond in a way that protects British industry. Economist Linda Yu says it looks unlikely that the UK will be exempt.
The Trump administration wants to do a big bang. In other words, they want to impose tariffs across the board. They will not sign a carve-out for us. So the UK has put on the table some concessions on AI, agriculture, waiting for the deal to be signed, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
A range of household bills are going up from today, from energy and water to council tax and broadband. Citizens Advice has warned families on the lowest incomes are already stretched to breaking point. Myanmar has observed a minute's silence for the more than 2,700 people killed in last week's earthquake. Rescuers in both Myanmar and Thailand are still searching for survivors. The UN has called for answers and justice over the deaths of 15 emergency and aid workers in Gaza. It says the Red Crescent staff